Good evening. You're listening to WNUR 89.3 FM, HD1 Evanston, Chicago. I'm Darsmi Benkale, and this is WNUR News at 6. Tonight, Tonic Tap and Graffiti Dance upcoming Graphonics show, Prairie Moon Restaurant Jazz, thoughts on eating ice cream in the cold, and a special segment of Fairweather Friends. Those stories and more coming up from Northwestern University. This is WNUR News at 6. This week, WNUR News' Rachel Spears went to the Woods Ballroom, where the sounds of tap shoes and music from across the decades reverberated through the space.
From choreographing, hosting, and blocking, the members of two of Northwestern's student-run dance groups have been putting in the hours to prepare for this weekend's four shows.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Their shows will combine four different styles of dance and will feature members of Tonic Tap, Northwestern's only student-run tap-focused dance group, and Graffiti Dancers, another student-run dance group that specializes in contemporary and jazz. I spoke to Graffiti Dancers' co-artistic director and senior Lindsay Wade before one of the group's rehearsals on Tuesday.
It's just a really fun way to collaborate with another dance group on campus and perform contemporary jazz, tap, hip-hop.
The stylistic mashup is what makes this show special.
A really unique thing about Graphonics is we're two very different dance styles. There's a lot of dance shows on campus that go cross-group, and they're all very, very cool. And I think something unique about Graphonics is that we're two completely different styles, so it gives a lot of variety to the audience.
That was Mary Kate Dansell, the co-artistic director and president of Tonic Tap. She went on to tell me that the collaborative show has been happening for more than 10 years.
Graphonics is a time-honored tradition between Tonic and Graffiti Dancers.
The January show marks the first show with a new group of dancers.
It's always so special when we get our new members, and they're a mix of freshmen and sophomore this year, which is pretty typical. I think it always brings new inspiration to existing members. Everybody taps differently or comes from a different background, so every new member is like a tweak to the group, but in like a really good way, if that makes sense.
The groups have had all a fall quarter to gel with each other and the other group. Graffiti senior and treasurer Leah Jang choreographed a combined number for this weekend's shows. Members of both Tonic and Graffiti will be in it.
So One Dance Out choreographing is a hip-hop routine, and this is a completely different style than what Graffiti and Tonic are known for.
She has found the whole process enriching.
And I think over the 4 years, it's been great getting to know not only people on Graffiti, but also people on Tonic, and getting to share the stage with them has been truly rewarding. So yeah, I'm really excited that this is our last time, but also super sad as well to perform in front of all of our friends and family.
For seniors like Jang and Wade, shows like these tend to be bittersweet. This show also marks a new beginning for the group's 10 newcomers.
Since we are seniors, like, something special is that, like, this is some people's, like, first Graphonics ever, and they have, like, so many more to come. So just being able to be, like, a part of, like, their first show with Graffiti or with Tonic is really special.
Freshman Cleo Siegel joined Tonic Tap in September. She is looking forward to this weekend's shows and the opportunity to continue bonding with the rest of the group while doing something she has loved for a long time.
Tap was my first style of dance that I ever started, and definitely has a special place in my heart because of that. And I saw a rehearsal of Tonic Tap during my PA's tour of the campus one day, and they just looked like they were having so much fun, and the energy was so infectious, and I thought I have to audition for this group.
Graphonics 2026 Rewind will be happening tonight at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., as well as tomorrow night at the same times. All of those shows will be in the Wirtz Ballroom. For WNUR News, I'm Rachel Spears.
Yitz Sridhar has a story about a local restaurant jazzing things up.
There are many ways to spend a Wednesday night in Evanston. You can knock out work in Mud Library, shoot pool with friends in Norris, or, for those in a musical mood, enjoy 2 hours of live jazz at Prairie Moon, a popular restaurant located just south of campus. Since the pandemic, Prairie Moon has partnered with the Fulton Street Collective, an arts-promoting organization, to host jazz-themed events. During Moon Jazz, each Wednesday between 9 and 11 p.m., attendees hear a performance from various professional musicians. A $7 cover charge is collected, which helps support the arts. The restaurant holds jazz jam sessions as well every first Thursday of the month. These events are free and open to the public, who can come up on stage and play. They also feature Grammy Award winning bassist Clark Summer. Most of its members had played separately with each other before, but on Wednesday, the lineup of trombonist Andrew Meyer, trumpet player Andrew Vigizio, bassist Chris Nolte, drummer Joel Baer, and pianist Carl Kennedy made their first collective appearance. Dubbed the Andrew Meyer Quintet, their two-set performance featured a variety of music, including classic standards like Yar Prud Suite and original compositions like Royal Phrases, the song you're hearing right now.
I know, I tend to write original compositions that are either reflective of like an experience I had, or they're like reflective of inspiration I have from either people, like friends, or like other artists. So in that case, it was based on Roy Hargrove's Fisher Mental Phrasing, and so Royal Phrases, that's where that was.
That's Meyer, who composed the song. The band also performed a piece written by Igizi. Whether it's watching the solos unfold in real time, or seeing musicians communicate to change a tune mid-song, Kennedy says live jazz is an experience like no other.
When you're there live, you start to see the interactions in a different way, where what may have sounded chaotic on a record in your ex-boyfriend's car, all of a sudden you're like, you're seeing how the interactions, you're seeing how the musicians are responding to each other.
Moon Jazz returns next week with a slated appearance from the Millie Ahern Quintet. For Craig Morgan, a regular Prairie Moon customer who attended this week's show, it's a set he won't miss. So will you be coming out for next week?
I will, and the week after that. And I was here the week before that, and the week before that, and the week before that. Yes, this is my hump day quota of jazz.
Swinging along to the rhythm, Vidit Sridhar, WNUR News.
The cold is biting, the weather outside is frightening, yet some students chose to brave the cold for some of that sweet ice. John Kowalski has the story.
Would you eat ice cream in sub-zero temperatures? According to a YouGov analysis that looked at three big ice cream brands, 8.5% of Americans purchased from Breyers, Häagen-Dazs, and Ben & Jerry's in winter. As classes were shut down all across campus and individuals were advised to keep their windows closed, I went out into downtown Evanston to see if anybody else was in on the trend. Walking into Cold Stone Brewery, I found two students, Brody Bundus and Tori Montanola, sitting down at a table.
We thought it'd be funny if we got ice cream on the coldest day of the year, so that's just what we did.
So you'd say this was an intentional move?
This was an intentional move. It wasn't just like I was feeling ice cream. I specifically chose to do it for the bit.
This was for the bit. I don't eat ice cream at all. I'm also from a tropical country, so we don't get weather like this. And the fact that this is the coldest day in like years made it funnier.
Getting ice cream on a cold day did seem to be rather uncommon, as Talia Rose, a worker at Kilwin's, relayed to me.
Not ice cream. Well, actually, there was one guy who bought it for his kids, and most people are just buying hot chocolate, but ice cream, no. Yeah, I mean, it's really cold, so walking with a hot chocolate is probably the best way to go if you want to get a treat.
What about baked goods, though? I asked Jack Truong of Insomnia Cookies for his insights.
There's specifically no, but the past week we've had a couple of ice cream orders, actually, even though it was like maybe 20, 30 degrees out.
With temperatures expected to get to -7 tonight, I personally don't plan on having a scoop, but there are clearly plenty who will. For WNUR News, I'm John Kowalski.
Today has been one of the coldest days of the year, and not just for Evanston. Neha Yabali has the weather report from Fairweather Friends.
Hi, I'm Neha Yadavali. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. Today has been one of the coldest days this year, but we can only go up from here. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fair Weather Friends.
Skip the dub up.
Tonight stays mostly cloudy and extremely cold, with temperatures falling into the negative 6 to negative 8 degree range and light northwest winds around 6 to 11 miles per hour, making it feel even colder. There's little to no precipitation expected tonight, just persistent cloud cover and frigid air. On Saturday, temperatures recover only slightly with highs near 11 degrees. Cloud cover increases throughout the day, and by the afternoon and evening, there's about a 55% chance of snow and flurries. That system carries into Sunday, when snow becomes more likely, with an 84% chance of snow showers, highs around 18, and lows below zero. Overall, expect a very cold, mostly cloudy weekend with intermittent snowfall and occasional winds adding to the chill. More than half of the United States is preparing for a massive winter storm expected to bring a dangerous mix of snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to much of the country east of the Rockies. As of Thursday, roughly 180 million people were under some form of winter weather alert, with forecasters warning of major travel disruptions, power outages, and tree damage. The storm is set to begin Friday and continue through the weekend, with some of the hardest hit areas expected across Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, and Virginia, where snowfall could reach up to 2 feet or more. However, the greatest concern is ice, particularly from Texas to the Carolinas, where freezing rain could lead to catastrophic ice accumulation. That's all for this week's edition of Fair Weather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to stay warm and safe. In Evanston, Illinois, Neha Yadavali, WNUR News.
Taking a look into the headlines in Evanston, Chicagoland, and across the nation and globe. In Evanston news, the Evanston School Board meeting boils over as the community fights the proposed closure of Kingsley Elementary School. Parents, teachers, and students demand transparency amid budget crisis and leadership scandal. Families have multiple concerns about how transitions to new schools will be made in the fall. In Chicago news, Chicago can now claim having the busiest airport. Chicago O'Hare takes the lead in the skies, surpassing Atlanta in total flight operations for 2025. City leaders call it a sign of economic momentum and expansion. And in national news, thousands brave sub-zero cold in Minneapolis ice-out protest against federal immigration crackdown. Demonstrators, unions, and faith leaders shut down businesses and take to the streets as outrage grows over ICE tactics. That's all for WNUR News at 6 p.m. For more news updates and reports, follow us on X at WNUR News and Instagram at WNUR News 89.3. You can listen to these and other WNUR News stories on our website, WNURnews.org. That's WNURnews.org. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our producer today is Ethan Pan, and our reporters are Rachel Spears, Ravis Sridhar, Jonathan Kowalski, and Neha Yadavali. I'm Darasmi Bankole. Catch our next newscast Monday, January 26th. Now back to scheduled programming.